Well, it's not that windy out, but we here in Regina, a little bit of dusting of snow here and there, depending where you are in the city. I've heard a few people say, oh, no snow here, commenting on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page in the north or northwest. Nothing at Dysart, said Shannon, and I heard North Regina from Jim said, nope, showed me a picture. No snow at all here, nothing in Yorkton from Jay, but I do hear Weyburn, Estevan area has got some snowfall. In fact, you can see Dave from Estevan shared a photo with me on my Facebook page and said, they told us 6 centimeters. I think it's closer to 12. His truck's covered in snow. Yeah, you don't need a snow brush in city limits this morning. If you're coming for Agribition, there is plenty going on. I was there hanging out yesterday, had a blast. I shall be returning this week here too. And Sean Kindop, a CEO of Agribition, and how were the gates yesterday? Up a little? It seemed like it was really busy, Sean.
Yeah, it was good. You know, we're fortunate. We're up 5% from the day before. Again, I only know it's day one, but again, it's a good start to Agribition Week. Agribition's about bringing people together. The halls were full. You know, people were moving around. It was a great first day.
You got the premier there this morning, right, for breakfast?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in the in Hall B at the ITC right now and looking at the beautiful setup from the staff down here, and we're ready to have a good breakfast and kick off day two.
And I know this is a good day for grain farmers, because the Grain Expo kicks off. It's a 2-day event that really is all about grain farming, right?
Yeah, it's a packed 2-day agenda, which is fantastic. And then, you know, continuing with that, we've got the Indigenous Agriculture Summit that happens Thursday, Friday. So yeah, there's a lot happening on the grounds, and we're pumped up.
Yeah, you bet. Sean Kindop, CEO for Agribition. It's day two. Now, the Maple Leaf Rodeo, I'll get to that here in a second. That cranks up tomorrow on opening night. It's free to get in and rush seating. But tonight you're doing something special. Is this for, like, families with little ones in particular? What is this?
Yeah, it is. You know, we tried the bullfighting last year. I don't think it landed as well as we had wanted. You know, the support was good, but again, it's a Tuesday night, so we wanted to try and switch it up. So we worked with Real a little bit. We wanted to have a real affordable menu. We wanted affordable tickets. We wanted it to be something for families who might not be able to get out to the rodeo together just due to timing and, you know, school and whatnot. So we've worked, and it's a very cheap menu for families to come and eat, whether you're coming from daycare or whether from school or whatnot. So we're going to have a $6 or $7 menu. So it's going to be great. There's going to be trick riding. It's our mascot's birthday. We've got mini chuck wagons, a bunch of mutton busting. It's going to be a great night.
All right. So that is a little earlier too. I think it starts at 6:30. And only going till 8. So if you do have young ones and you want to give them a flavor of the rodeo, but it is a ticketed event and there are still tickets left for that. However, the Maple Leaf Rodeo, as I mentioned, free tomorrow, always packed to the rafters when it's free. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I've been warning, as even yesterday when I was on the air from Agribition, it's probably going to sell out. It did last year. How's it doing now?
Yeah, it's really good. And it's not a sales pitch. We just want to make sure that people get a chance to make it. You know, it's we've got Friday and Saturday are sold out already, which we've never been sold out this far. So again, we appreciate all the support. But yeah, you know, we've got Thursday, there's still tickets available, but make sure to keep watching as sometimes there are holds that get released. But at the moment, the tickets are flying, and we're excited to get some rodeo going.
All right, pal, we're having a blast. Loved hanging out there with you yesterday. I'll be back this week. Sean, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it, and we'll see you around the grounds.
Any Guns N' Roses fans out there? They just announced they're coming up with 2 new songs next Tuesday. It's all to help launch ticket sales for their extended world tour. They're going to be in Edmonton next summer on August 26th at Commonwealth Stadium. If you're a Guns N' Roses fan, no stop in Regina this time. Man, that was a good show when they rolled through town. CJME News Time now is 7:53. Some of the headlines we're watching this morning, this story about the health minister coming out to explain why there are cockroaches in the general hospital. Jeremy Cockrell said
it was found that the cockroaches were brought in by a patient and their family.
They were found in a couple of rooms at the mother baby unit. Immediately the rooms were blocked off. Pest control brought in. There have not been any other reports since, and the health authority says health facilities are high traffic areas, but they got to care for everyone who walks through the door.
Regardless of how people show up, the Saskatchewan Health Authority's job is to provide dignified and respectful care to whoever shows up at our doors.
Come on, there is a little irony there that Jeremy Cockrell is making this announcement. Just a slight one. Apparently, the Toronto Argonauts, and I don't mean anything negative in a way, it's just his name, right? Apparently, the Argonauts have been sniffing around our coach, Corey Mace, for the vacant head coach job. He's already made it clear to everyone here he's happy and he's on a mission.
Being motivated to do something special here. Nobody's ever won two in a row here. You know what I mean? So I know this group. That would bring excitement to the guys to come together and try to do something that's not been done here before.
Coach May said to the Argonauts, "No, I'm not interested in heading east." And then he added,
"How about you, Saskatchewan Roughrider?"
Yeah, hey! Yeah, he did. Coach Mace, he's not going anywhere. If you're off to Agribition today, it's day two. A big grain expo starts today. Great opportunity for networking aimed at producers in the industry, covering a wide variety of topics. Ag tech to soil health and so much more. They get the 4-H judging today, the Miss Rodeo Horsemanship Challenge. They're doing a horse pull final this afternoon. And, of course, tonight it's family night of the shoots from 6:30 till 8 with that mutton busting. Mini chuck wagon races, rodeo clowns, and trick riders, as we've been saying this morning. That's not like the Maple Leaf Rodeo that starts tomorrow night, but it's a family opportunity tonight. Hey, just a heads up, if you're out for coffee or need some gas, check that Lotto Max jackpot. It's creeping up to $55 million. You can feel it. You can see it certainly everywhere. We are now 1 month away from Christmas. Are you into the Christmas music yet? No, not yet. Or maybe you were decorating and you threw a little Christmas music on. 1 month to go, and with the milder weather, it seems a lot of people are decorating outside of their home as of late. I see a lot of those inflatables up and the lights. And good news from Canada Post. They got some sort of a deal in principle with their mail carriers, so... Although it's not finalized, it does sound encouraging if you got to send any cards, letters, or packages around the globe. Should be okay there if you get it on soon enough. Tree lots beginning to fill up with stock now, I've noticed, too, at a few of the outdoor tree lots. Lots of trees. Just looks a little odd without any snow. Everything's still pretty brown around here, even though we got a light dusting overnight. But looks more like Christmas by the looks of it in Weyburn Esteban. Some of you sharing your photos from the snowfall that hit there. But even Calgary yesterday, they had to close the airport at one point. Impacted some flights here in our city, too. Calgary had something like 400 accidents yesterday. Oh, man. The Deerfoot must have been a mess. We haven't had that yet here, right? Our first snowfall to mess with a workday drive. And not looking forward to it, but it always does seem to be a bit of a scramble on that first real big, thick, wet snow. But nothing yet in the next few days. Agribition is into day two. I had a blast at day one yesterday. There are a lot of school kids. They tell me something like 7,000 school kids go through Agribition, particularly in the first couple of days here, right? And tonight is family night. It's not a real rodeo like the Maple Leaf Rodeo tomorrow night, which is free and rush seating. And the rest are paid. Although I was told this morning from the Agribition CEO, Sean Kindop, that... Friday and Saturday are now sold out, but check back. They sometimes release holds, but at the moment, Thursday, Friday are sold out. But visiting as a kid, as I did, I remember the challenge. You'd get some questions. You'd go wandering through the barns, trying to answer all the questions for your school assignment. There's just a lot of kids these first couple of days, and I had an opportunity to actually talk to a few of them about their experience.
They're the pet animals.
Did you see that cow giving birth in the Ag X Pavilion there?
Nope.
You didn't see that? Do you know how little calves are born? Have you learned that yet?
Nope.
You know, what do you like about it?
That we can pet calves. We can pet animals, and there's fun stuff, and we can see the horses and the horse pull.
Does anything ever scare you at Agribition?
Nope.
No, you're not scared of anything?
Nope.
What if a giant horse took a big poop right in front of you?
I'll scream.
But would you stop and clean it up to be nice?
Nope.
What's your favorite animal?
Horses.
What does a horse sound like? You enjoying Agribition, buddy? What's your favorite part of Agribition?
That I don't have to go to school and have recess in the cold.
Amen, brother. Amen. I feel your pain. I'm glad to be here because I don't have to go to work. You have a good day at Agribition, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. I heard from a lot of kids. They were loving Agribition because they worked at school. But fun stuff. Nice to see all the smiles on kids and all the patience that those chaperones and teachers have, herding them like cattle and sheep to stay together. And some of those teachers look a little exasperated by the end of the day, but it's good to see so many kids enjoying Agribition. Well, the Regina Floral Conservatory is hoping you'll be there for them. They're a volunteer-based nonprofit, and they lean on the city for some extra funding in the form of grants. But in this next budget coming up in December, where the city council is going to discuss it, they've been looking at ways to maybe, find some trimming to save some money. That's because the city for now forecasting a mill rate increase of 15.69% to cover services that are necessary. And the city has told us the potential savings associated with the reduction of the funding for the Floral Conservatory would be about $73,000. Not a great deal of money, and that's probably one of the reasons why Councillor David Froh from Ward 3 told me yesterday it's not likely he'd cut the funding.
Yeah, well, we're not going to cut the Floral Conservatory. That's insanity.
That's one councillor down. Maybe they'll have a few more on their side. Nonetheless, over the weekend, this was on social media about people wanting to ensure that it's saved. It's on 4th Avenue north of Regina's Warehouse District, and joining me now is Jolene Norlean, chair of the Regina Floral Conservatory, who last night, I guess you all got together to discuss further action. How'd it go, Jolene?
Meeting went well. We've been working hard over the weekend in that. We are in the process of going to set up a meeting to be at one of the council meetings, hopefully December 3rd. So we will be presenting some information to the council because some of them aren't very familiar with the conservatory. And we have been working hard at making the community aware. And we just want to thank all the community members that have been showing their support to us by following us on Facebook, giving us stories about how the impacts of the conservatory are to their family and friends.
Tell me a bit about that. How has it impacted some of the people that are reaching out to you?
It's a multi-generational impact. We have one gentleman says for his family, he got engaged there. He got married there. He takes his family there and friends there on a regular basis. We have a healthcare professional who she says she needs some mental health time during the winter months and stuff like that. And so she goes there for just the relaxation and stuff. And she says many of her clients also do the same thing. We have one story of a little boy who was nonverbal, and he went in the conservatory, and shortly after being in there, he began to speak, and the teacher told us that she had never heard him speak before. So the conservatory are just tremendous.
Those are wonderful stories, and I know firsthand that if it's minus 40 outside in the winter and you step inside the conservatory, you're in heaven. it's humid. It's beautiful. Yeah, it certainly is. So it's been a struggle spreading the word as best you can on social media, and clearly you've had some great feedback on that too, but how much funding would you be asking for in the next budget?
Well, we're just asking the city to continue with their support as it is today. So today they provide us with $60,000 to $70,000 to cover off the utilities and any maintenance and that to the existing building because the city owns the building, as well as they give us a $20,000 grant to go towards plants and the upkeep of the display.
All right, Jolene. And I know in the past you've been hoping that, you know, one day the conservatory would move to Wascana Park. There was a plan for that. The pandemic kind of killed that. You're still fundraising. Is the intention one day to move? I know you've been there forever. That's a 60-year-old building on 4th.
Yes, we are still in the planning stages for the new Floral Conservatory. We are working with the Provincial Capital Commission and SASC Build. Once we secure a location, we can get into a more major fundraiser.
Jolene Norlean from the Floral Conservatory. Last message for anyone listening, what would you like to say?
We've had over 100 new members join us in the last couple of days. So that's one way that you can show your support. If you want to come out to the meeting on December 3rd for City Council, there'll be more information posted on Facebook. So just look up the Regina Floral Conservatory or go to our website at reginafloralconservatory.ca.
Jolene, nice to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for enlightening my listeners about what you're doing over there at the conservatory, okay?
Thank you so much.